Europe's rail industry is under scrutiny after a terrible crash this week in Belgium. Two commuter trains slammed into each other, killing 18 people. The black boxes from the trains have now been located, and investigators are trying to discover what happened. Terry Schultz has more from Brussels.
All public transportation in Brussels will stop for a moment of silence today to honor the dead. That moment will contrast dramatically with the din of debate over why one engine had an automatic braking system and the other didn't, despite a 2005 decision that all Belgian trains should be equipped with that technology. The controversy flared when the managing director of the Belgian railway infrastructure, Luc Lallemand, was asked whether the accident could have been avoided if both engines had the system.
Oui.
While many people blasted the Belgian Rail Authority, its director blamed the European Union for being slow to come up with common international standards, which he said caused a delay in Belgium's own upgrades. EU Inland Transport Director Enrico Grillo Pascarelli rejects those accusations. Pascarelli notes member states always have the right to go beyond EU regulations. Those currently require only high-speed international trains to have the latest safety technology to deal with the 20 different incompatible systems in operation throughout the 27 EU states. More extensive coordination can only be expected progressively, Pascarelli says.
And progressively, in railway terms, means that it takes time, it takes money, and it takes a lot of effort and organization.
The new technology costs more than $270,000 per engine and $205,000 per kilometer of track. But here in Belgium, a traumatized public insists it's the price paid for not having the system that's unacceptable. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.